This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Long about this point in a Friday broadcast, we wrap up the week that was. Something a little different, though, today as we wrap up a full presidential term and wonder aloud how or even whether you can make it in America nowadays. It's a question that, to be completely honest with you, we stole from that speech the president made on election night.
America, I believe we can build on the progress we've made.
And continue to fight for new jobs.
And new opportunity.
And new security for the middle class.
I believe we can keep the promise of our founders.
The idea that if you're willing to work hard, it doesn't matter who you are.
Or where you come from.
Or what you look like.
Or where you love.
It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian.
Or Native American.
Or young or old or rich or poor.
Able.
Disabled.
Gay or straight.
You can make it here in America.
You can make it here in America.
You can make it here in America, if you're willing to try.
You can make it here in America if you're willing to try.
Here with me today at the National Public Housing Museum in Chicago is the Chicago Tribune's Amit Sachdev, and on the line from New York, Heidi Moore, late of our New York bureau. She's now with The Guardian. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Kai.
So listen, Heidi, riddle me this. We'll go to the news of the day, and then we'll frame it a little wider. The news from the Republicans today that they're gonna kick the debt ceiling can down the road for 3 months and work on a budget. Are we delivering on a promise for the next 4 years, perhaps?
We're delivering on a promise for the next 3 months, and that grudgingly given. But yeah. We'll take it. I mean, it's really important that at least one lesson of the past 2 years, not the past four, is that maybe we're not willing to pitch the government into crisis for no good reason. If we're at that point, then we can have some hope and change.
Amit, do you think we've learned that lesson?
At least we didn't wait till the 11th hour to kick the can down the road for 3 months.
I know, it's
months.
Almost anticlimactic. Right?
Yes. I was actually kind of very shocked this afternoon when I saw that news. But, I mean, I think the House Republicans realize they cannot do that, what they did on New Year's Eve, again, and risk the economy for the next 6 months.
Heidi, do you think this is going to stick, though? When we get a deal eventually in 3 months, will cooler and more rational heads prevail?
No, I don't think that will happen. But
All right,
I do.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate you being on the show.
But, you know, I think I actually look, a cynic would read it this way, and I am one of those cynics. The Republicans realized that they would get blamed for not doing this, for dragging the economy through the mud. One of their major financial donors said as much. And so they were scared. They've been doing a lot of things out of fear. And so we're not in a place where logic and rationality are ruling yet. We're in a place where, you know, fear is ruling, but at least it's fear on the right side.
All right. There's other news today, actually, back from that place where fear was rampant. 2007-2008, Amit, the Federal Reserve released the transcripts of its meetings back in the fall of 2007, at which members of the board that runs the American economy, in essence, said, oh, yeah, no, we're not worried about subprimes. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm not surprised. I mean, these are the best they're the best economists in the world, probably, but everybody seemed to miss what was right in front of us.
What does it say, though, that the event that torpedoed the economy these past 4 years was basically ignored by the best and brightest we have?
I don't know if it was ignored. I don't know if they saw that. I mean, the data was coming at them so fast back then, but I think the Fed did take their time in realizing and figuring out finally what was going on, and they waited till the end of middle end of 2007 to start lowering interest rates. But
yeah,
it took a while for them to react.
Hey, Heidi, riddle me this: do you believe the Fed has learned its lesson, and that now the not willful blindness, but the ignorance, if you will no longer exist at the Fed?
I think that the Fed has not learned a tremendous amount, but it has learned action. So it hasn't learned, you know, a different approach in terms of its thinking to what's going on in the economy, but it has done so much. And Ben Bernanke spoke this week. He was chipper. He was so proud of everything that the Fed had done to bring us to the point of recovery. So if you have that positive lesson where good things happen, whether or not you actually contributed to them, you feel like you were right. And that's where the Fed's going to be, no matter how bad
I think the Fed. Has really taken quite a bit of action. I mean, their latest step to tie their monetary policy to actual thresholds and unemployment, idea that was
deadlines and inflation.
That idea came out of Chicago, actually. The Fed president here, Charles Evans, I'll give
one
to Charlie.
Call it the Evans rule.
He has been pushing that for several years, and he finally got lobbied hard enough, and everybody came around.
You call him Charlie?
No, I call him Mr. Evans.
Mr. Evans, yeah, me too. All right. Heidi, last question to you. It's got to be a quickie here. We got like 20 seconds left. With the economy the way it is now, can you make it in America?
I think you can. You know, we have to believe that we can. And that's what sort of the essence of being an American is. Even if everything is against us, we believe we can overcome it. And I don't see why that would change.
Heidi Moore from The Guardian. She's in our New York bureau. Amit Sachdev from the Chicago Tribune. Thanks a lot, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Kai.